Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Her Game Network. I am your host, and I got two amazing people with me, Jay and Dre. How y'all doing?
Yo, doing good. Living. Been a minute, but we
living
back.
Living that dream. My bad, you know. A little excited, you know. Enjoying this beautiful day today. Feeling good. Feeling fancy, feeling free.
It's been a
minute. That's right. It's been a minute.
That's good. Y'all been doing y'all own thing. If y'all haven't, y'all go check them out. Where tell them where y'all they can find y'all.
We got a podcast, a JBL podcast, and you could find us on Instagram and you know all that.
We got a lot to unpack. Unfortunately, Millie ain't here this time around, but we all gonna catch up because I want to get all of us together to it and catch up that way too. Because it's been a minute since all four of us been on too.
Yeah,
right.
It's been a minute, so I think that'd be cool for us just to catch up on too. But man, college though.
Man, college really be something, ain't it?
And, well, we said, like, we were saying how it was already gonna be a roller coaster for the tournament, right? It's proven a point even more, like how good everybody is doing, especially you know, our girls, UNLV, they've been killing it. They won a fourth championship, you know, for in the season.
Big four.
And I feel like they don't get the love and the love and the praise for that accomplishment, because it's not too many programs that have done that. Like South Carolina, that's it, right?
South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think South Carolina.
Fourth season, like in season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's. They got to get the praise, man. They deserve all good things that they've been doing, despite them losing to Wyoming. But you know, kind of a little hurt about that. That was a good game. But let's talk about the San Jose game first, because 56-89. I mean,
right?
Woo, that's crazy.
San Jose, put the prize in the bag.
Man, listen, I say the same thing about this team every single time, because you don't know which two players you gonna get. But this game, you got what, four, five players that showed up this game?
They gave them that family special.
Yeah, four players that was at double digits points wise. Crazy. So
crazy.
And I just wanna shout out to Meadow Rowland. She coming off the bench, freshman, balling. She had 24 points that game and 6 rebounds. Balling. And just was announced today too that she won Sixth Man of the Year and she won Freshman of the Year. So,
still climbing too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Still climbing.
I was like, UNLV, just take it all. Why don't you?
Exactly.
But I mean, ain't too much to say about that game, man. Kiara doing Kiara things, McKenna doing McKenna things. I mean, Rachi doing Rachi, like Alyssa doing what she does best, 13 freaking rebounds. Like, come on.
Beast. Oh, yeah, she's fashion.
Yeah, beast. Aaliyah doing her thing. Like, it's just everybody contributes in their own way. Like, so, like, one of the big dogs will have a good game and the other one might not. So, it's like, you don't know who you're going to get. It's like Russian roulette.
Because like they bounce off each other.
It's crazy just how good they are. And just off of just speaking of Meadow, she also was named all freshman team. Alyssa was named all defense team, and coach was coach of the year. Yep. And Kiara and Rachi was all first team. So I wish I had a round of applause thing where you can
you know, we got you. We'll clap for you. We got you.
That's my team. That's flowers.
That is their flowers. They deserve their flowers.
Yeah, man. That team is special. They just recently had senior night too, which was a beautiful, beautiful night. A lot of tears. But it was nice. If I like, even though I've been watching them from the stands and now switching like to covering them, is you kind of see them in a different light, if that makes sense. Like, cause you
up right.
them, like you actually talking to them and all that stuff. So I mean, it felt like I known them for a minute. I know I haven't talked to every single person like deep conversation, but
mm-hmm.
I get to that point eventually. But I'm proud of them, all of them. They done such a wonderful job, and they got to bring it in the tourney. They play Boise State tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that should be good.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's gonna be good.
That's gonna be a good game. But the last game because especially with them coming off a loss from Wyoming, which I want to fight them. They know. Because they didn't look like themselves that game. Sad to say. Rachi had 24 points. And then everybody else, it was still who double digits. Aaliyah had 12, and then Meadow had 11. And Alyssa had her 10 rebounds. Where she be on the boards.
Right.
She be on the boards. But, I mean, they didn't look like themselves that game. They got outplayed. They got outplayed. And I always say, like, some losses, they need the losses. And this loss before the tourney even they needed this.
It makes them stronger mentally.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. they playing with a chip on their shoulder.
Exactly.
And Wyoming haven't beaten them in 3 years. So there's that.
That's that's crazy. But
yeah.
It was a hard fought game. It was just the fourth quarter that did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like I said, this tourney, they get back up and we'll be fine. So yeah, I'm not worried.
Yeah, ain't nothing to worry about. I ain't worried about it either.
Well, good luck, ladies. Y'all know we all room for y'all. We proud of y'all. And yeah, just go kill it. Don't make me get out here and get stretching.
Don't make me have to tag in, coach.
Man, get me out of retirement. Don't get me out of retirement. But I mean, speaking of college, the freaking game today, UCLA and USC. What?
I could have watched that game by 4 points. I could watch that and did a little something. You know, I can set some screens. Cause they needed it in the second half.
Let me find myself over there, man. Let me go to LA real quick.
what do y'all think went wrong in that game?
Oh, where do we start?
Oh man,
it was the second half for me.
It was the second half, but it was the third quarter. You can't start the second half putting up 9 points. You can't because it's gonna make it hard for the fourth, and then you already behind, and then you gotta deal with UCLA. Who we struggle with all the time. Yes, we beat them twice this year. But that doesn't mean that they're just going to come in and just roll over in the championship. No. You got to come in here and you got to play quarter by quarter by quarter. And you did it in the first, you did it in the second, and then you slip in third, and then you try to recover in the fourth, but it wasn't there. And Juju and Kiki can't keep doing it by themselves. Somebody else has to help.
Took it right out my mouth. I literally was about to say they can't do it by themselves. If I need to look, they try to give you a retirement. If I need to come help you do it, Kiki But I always said that. I was talking to Millie and I said the same thing. I'm like, well, respectfully, they do have some good talent on the team, right? But Juju and Kiki can't do it by themselves. What other do they truly, truly have for real, for real? Kiki leave, then what?
Right, then you got Juju by herself.
Again. Yep.
You had three players combined for 6 points. Great. Like, you can't expect Kiki and Juju to perform and then nobody else shows up.
Right.
Insane.
It works sometimes, but it's not going to work all the time. And it's not going to always work against UCLA.
I was just about to say, teams like UCLA, because we already knew they was going to be coming, especially off the last game they played each other.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. They shift gears that second half. They just say, don't mind if I do.
I'm getting there.
But Lauren Betts, Kiki Rice, like London.
Oh, Lauren Betts is a beast.
Man. Yeah, I agree, though. That second half, that third quarter, for sure. I mean, even in the fourth quarter, they scored, what, like 13 points?
Yeah.
That fourth quarter, what blew me. And then I was like, hey, Juju, we trust.
That's what I'm saying.
Because those last couple. The last couple seconds of the fourth, she was trying. She hit that three, and then she hit that two. Which, that two, it should have been a foul call. She got fouled.
Oh, you know, it's UCLA, times. That ain't happening.
No, yeah, you know, it's not going to happen.
She got fouled multiple times. She got fouled from the steal all the way down to the pass to the bucket. So it was just like, yeah, I ain't going to call nothing.
Cool. See, I don't like when the refs do that, man. They just let that. I was like, bro, clearly a foul, but like dress, and then not when you in UCLA, no, not when you over there, nope.
It was a good game, though. I enjoyed it. But speaking of like games like this and stuff like that, like Final Four? Who would y'all Final Four be?
A Final Four. Mm-hmm. My Final Four is South Carolina, you know, of course. USC, UConn, and Notre Dame. Mm. And for a backup, it'd be Duke.
A backup for Duke.
Okay. Yo.
All right. Who you got there?
I'm going with South Carolina. UCLA, USC, and we're going to go with Notre Dame. And if I have to pick somebody else, I'm rolling with Paige Burkers. That's who I'm rolling with.
You gone. Yeah.
So, I got South Carolina. Of course.
Of course.
USC. But in order for USC, everybody got to step up.
Yeah, nah, facts.
But I'm rocking with Juju. And Juju, we try.
Right.
Yep. So, yep. Rocking with Juju.
Yeah, UCLA. And UConn. And my backup would be, at first I was thinking about like Tennessee, because that's always been my team. UConn and Tennessee always been my teams. But I'm going to go NC State. I'm going to go with an underdog. I'm going to go NC State.
I like that.
Got to go with an underdog.
Yeah,
gotta switch it up every once in a while.
I like NC State though. Their energy on and off the court is really good, honestly. So I rock with it. But this tournament, man, it's gonna be nuts. We think it's first now.
Right.
Swear.
Oh, but man, I don't know, man. College is, especially women's college, is special.
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why it's called March Madness.
Yup.
Yeah.
That's true.
But good luck to everybody. My bracket is going to be, I got close last year.
Oh?
I did two brackets. I got close. I had UConn mess up one of my brackets. And then my other bracket, I had South Carolina taking it all. So I had one bracket, UConn taking it, and then the other bracket, South Carolina was taking it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they both were like pretty much identical as far as like teams was beating who was beating who. I had a couple teams that shocked me, so I was just like, "All right, how was it? Whoever your game, I'm sorry."
Right,
I owe you an apology.
Thank you for this lesson.
I owe you an apology.
My bad. I was not aware. But I did pretty close. So we gonna see.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get through my bracket and get some money off the bracket.
Right.
Let's see what happens. I went
a while for having a perfect bracket, and I can't even remember. I want to see if I can find it and pull it up and see who actually messed up my bracket first, because I don't remember. Who did? But yeah, we should. Oh, I think that'd be. We should all do a bracket as a group.
Okay.
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah.
So down.
Yeah. we just gonna see who get the close. Who get close. Blurry. And see if one of our final four. I'm gonna ask Millie and have her pick her final four too. But and see if the final four that we chose would be the one that'd be taking it all. Cause who overall who y'all think gonna be taking it all?
South Carolina.
Yeah, I got South Carolina.
I had a rock with my Gamecocks.
Yeah, look at the eyeball. Look at the eyeball.
I want to say USC so bad. But then you got to look at Juju and Kiki got to carry the whole bag the whole way through.
The whole thing. Mm-hmm.
The whole way.
The
man.
Whole way through.
Yep.
But you know what? I'm going to say USC. I'm going to say USC.
And I'm gonna say for Millie for sure, she going LSU.
She going LSU?
when we ask her, I'm guarantee you that's who she's gonna say.
I believe it.
That's who
she's gonna
say.
Believe it. She gonna say LSU.
She gonna say LSU.
I can feel it. I feel it.
Yeah, she definitely gonna say you. And I'm a bit because I we was talking the other day. I meant to actually text her the other day to tell her her team was getting cooked.
Dang.
But I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. I want to talk trash to her when we record. So,
right. Did you check your stove? Why is that? I think LSU was on there. They're getting cooked.
What the kids be saying? Barbecue chicken?
Yeah.
Right?
Barbecue chicken. Oh man. Man, oh man, oh man.
Jay, was just that unrivaled.
I was. I think I came back about, I think I came back a week or two ago.
How was it?
Honestly, it was pretty fun. Like what I liked, there was a lot of things I wasn't expecting. I thought the first thing I was gonna do when I got there was just go straight and go right onto the court, into the arena and watch. Nah, I think like 90 minutes before like the doors open to actually watch the game, there's like a fan fest that happens outside the arena. So I mean, there was this thing that was going around. So they got all the fans that were coming out doing little activities. Like there was this I'm taking pictures and like little stuff like that. There was like a little board that said, someone's unrivaled, or what does unrivaled mean to you, or something like that. There's a lot of little arcade games. Like it was a cool fan fest. I met a few people there. It was dope. And if you, I don't know if y'all, I think y'all have. She's pretty well known. Super fan Vivian, little
Oh,
girl.
yep.
Yeah. She was out there, caught her. She's great. Like, I mean, I met her, it was dope. And then I made a few shots. Didn't think I was gonna make all of them for the little arcades. And then I mean, I somehow did, and then goes right into where all the merch is. Dope. I like all the merch that was around, and right there's right there arena. And like it was a really fun experience. It was really surreal. Pretty sure y'all don't know. Y'all probably did know, but I think it was, oh, it was during the Laces and Mist game. They called me up. They just saw me wear this shirt, and they're like, "Did you get a gradient ticket?" I guess it was like a gradient ticket you get when you walk in. I didn't get one. I just bought this shirt and I just threw it on. But I guess they had me go onto the court during halftime during the Laces and Mist. It was like a little competition. It was cool. I
That's
mean, I
dope.
missed and I lost, but it was just crazy because I mean, honestly, I didn't take it to heart because I got on the court. I had a
Facts.
little experience and like how the players feel when they're on the court. It'd be
Yeah.
hot and nerve-wracking. You got a whole venue around you and you got everyone watching. Yeah, it was cool. But it was fun being able to watch two games. I saw Angel Reese Masterclass. Where I was sitting was beautiful. Loved that. Laces and misplayed. It was a good game too. But Laces lost, unfortunately. But it's okay. We still made it to the playoffs. So
I mean,
we
that's
just
all
clinched
that
the spot.
matter.
Exactly. That's all that matters.
Right.
If he didn't have a healthy, when I went, Jackie and Tip were still on the bench injured. So I mean, he played with the relief players. You had Kayla, you had Stephanie Dolson playing, like you had AT was playing, so I mean it was cool seeing them play. But I mean I was certainly lost because I needed to win this, but I mean we lost. But we made it to the playoffs, we clinched, so I'm not even worried
That's
about the
all
team.
that,
We
oh,
got a
but that's all
healthy,
that matter.
yup, we got a healthy group now. We got Jack playing again, you got Tip playing, like I'm not even worried about it anymore. It was fun though. It was a cool experience. And Miami was just beautiful in general, so I'm
Man,
glad I went.
that's dope. What other
Yeah.
players did you meet?
I unfortunately didn't meet any players. I was so upset.
Oh.
It's because like after the game, I was trying to get Chelsea after the Rose and I think it was Rose and who did they go against? I think it was Phantom. It was Rose and Phantom. I was trying to catch Chelsea, but she was already gone. And then like
Dang.
after the Laces and Mist game, I was trying to get Dejanay, but she was gone too. And I'm like, oh dang, I have to dip anyway. So I
I
was able to see her
heard her
though, but
knock
when
there
I
screaming.
she had so many, but then again, before she dipped, she had all these fans around her. I'm like, do I
Yeah.
get the time? Because I got my cousins on me to pick me up, and I'm like, I don't think I got the time. So I just had to dip. But I also take the fact that, I mean, I still saw how she, like, I got close to that court when I saw Dejanay come across. I was about to go meet her. I was like, oh, dang, she really is tall. It's crazy. And then I saw Jackie and Tip when I got on that court. I was like, oh. But I don't know. I
Yeah.
didn't meet any, unfortunately. I was trying to, but the way the time was looking, like my cousins were gonna pick me up already, and then I was like, and all the players were already gone. And I was like, dang, man. You know what? Next time for sure. I ain't worried about it.
Right. Yeah,
Yup.
nah.
Yeah, I was trying to meet Jewel, but then I realized that she's gonna be playing with us, so
It's
I ain't
I'll see
worried
you
about
at
it.
home, man.
Yeah, I'll see you at home, Jewel. It was fun though. I liked it. It was a cool experience. So surreal.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How y'all, we speaking of like Lakers making the playoffs. How y'all feeling about the first three?
First three.
'Cause we got Owls, what, Owls, Rose, and Lakers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gonna be honest. I'm gonna be honest. I underestimated Lunar Owls. They were
Listen,
hooping. They
we at the
hooping.
bottom of the barrel.
I think we all did.
Yeah,
I
we
did.
all underestimated them. We all underestimated Lunar Owls.
On y'all list, what number was the did y'all have them?
I think I had them last. Fifth, that second, either last or second to last. I don't remember. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait,
I
I
think
had
we
them fifth
all
or
did.
sixth. Yeah, I think I had them sixth on the bottom of the list, and now I underestimated them. I was like,
I think we
my
all
bad. I
did.
owe you. I Lunar Owls, I owe you an apology.
I wasn't aware of the game.
I wasn't expecting that at all. I'm
You know
sorry.
what? You know what's
I
funny?
was.
I just chose Sabrina over Skylar. And Skylar is one of my favorite players, but Sabrina is also one of my favorite. So I chose the young
Fact.
over the old.
Yeah, I felt
What's
you.
funny is I had Phantom one, and I had Luna last, and Luna's one, and Phantom's last.
Is funny.
That is funny. That's so funny.
I think I either had Laces or Rose number one. I can't remember who I had because I always was flip floppy with those two.
Yeah, I have laces on top.
Yeah, I had Laces second.
Yeah,
Yeah, I have laces on top.
I think mine was either one. I think whatever mood I was in at the time.
I think one of those two.
But I had Phantom at number three though.
I had Phantom at number three too, I think. Wait. No, I didn't. I think I had them second.
Them girls dead last.
Yeah, I had them
Right.
second. And they
Big
were
and
last.
smoked a barbecue chicken. Hibachi style. Ain't that
Exactly.
what Angel say?
They
Hibachi.
not even well done. They congratulations.
But
I'm
hey,
bad owls.
I didn't have any faith for real in the Miss. I ain't gonna lie. I had them second to last on my list, I think.
I had them third. I had them third. They were stacked.
So look, we got Phantom last, Miss at five, Vinyl. Where y'all have Vinyl?
I had vinyl
I
at
think I have
five.
Vinyl.
I had vinyl at
I want to
five.
say four, I think.
I had
Fourth
vinyl at
or fifth,
five.
one or two.
See, I need to actually go look at my list because I feel like, because now I feel like I had Vinyl last and the Owls
And then
at four.
oh.
I think now I need to go. I need to look, but
Yeah, I had the rose at four though.
yeah, which was insane. I was gonna repost that clip and tag you and ask you
I
how.
was because I was thinking about Miss. They were stacked.
Yeah,
I was thinking
a
they
whole
were at
bunch,
least
a
they
team
weren't
full of
dead last.
chokers.
At
Right.
least they weren't dead last. They weren't even fit. I think four is still good.
But
I mean,
they
gonna
got the
lie
right
though.
names though.
Yeah, I
Cause
mean, I
Miss
ain't gonna
turning
lie
to
though.
Miss and Phantom Ghost Gang, they definitely missing from the playoffs. They got the
Go.
right names.
Go.
I ain't gonna lie though. When I saw how Rose started playing, I did move them up. When I saw Miss fumbling, not gonna lie. So to be honest, I wish I had Rose third instead of fourth, but then I switched them up. But
Never go against the aces, all right?
hey, I don't. You know what? I just want to. I mean, I just did a little twist. Give it a little twist. But then I switched
I'm gonna
up.
be.
Cause I saw how they play. It's like the only thing that changed on my list is that Rose went third instead of fourth. So
What you was about to say,
next season, I'm cracking all types of jokes on New York. If I see New York balling out and I see Sabrina doing what she do, what was that at in Unrivaled? That's all I'm saying. Be honest, Stuart, where was all that in the Bible? You had none of that. I don't want y'all to be out here on the court tag team and doing all this. Nah, where was that at during the offseason?
But you know what? With them, too, I think they were just, honestly, I feel like Unrivaled was just a big, even AU, I feel like, just for the, like, the WBA play, I feel like it's just a training camp for them to stay in shape.
Honestly. Yeah.
Feel like that's, because they, a lot of players, honestly, was it playing hard for real to we know how they can play?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To their full potential.
Yeah, it's some players that was playing. Like,
so you couldn't tell Jackie wasn't playing. Jackie was all on the floor and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our aces are going to play regardless.
Yeah, they're going to play.
But they whoever pissed Chelsea off, thank you.
Oh, thank you. You going to bring the point guard to us at peak fitness. Thank you very much. We appreciate you. Y'all ain't ready.
I just feel like they just using it. It's just a big training camp. Everybody, it's like a basketball camp when you was younger, you getting like AAU and y'all traveling with this team, but it's like they end up like a bubble sort,
right?
And they, yeah, with this team, they working out with this team, they playing games with this team, like it's literally like it's like AAU, but just professional.
Exactly.
That's how I feel like it is. Because, I mean, I don't know. You getting AAU is like some of the, you getting all the best players in the city to come play on your team, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of AAU, how you feel about it?
Oh, you know, I was just out there.
Yeah, you was just out of Nashville, right? I think we were.
How'd I go?
Yeah, we did. We were like a week apart. Yep. That experience, I just wish they would have gave Vegas one more chance. I feel like because they started like during like COVID, so it was like they didn't get to see how Vegas shows up for their women's teams. Like,
yeah,
but. Overall, like straight up, I had a blast. I ain't even gonna lie. The people, the staff, everybody was nice, very helpful. Just how they had it, everything set up. They had inside like the venue, they had an area where family and like the kids and stuff, you know, who just go shoot. They had like the little, you know,
the little basketball thing.
I'm shooting y'all like y'all can see me, but I'm shooting.
I'm shooting like I'm hooping.
Yeah, but they had those. You know, then they had the merch. When you first walk in, you see their merch, so you could go get merch before you come in. So some people was, you know, get merch, go change into the merch, and
yeah,
right.
It was cool. I met some of the players, which was also dope. I got a chance to talk with Shea Petty.
Oh,
talk with our AC.
Man, I saw that.
I seen that. I ain't gonna lie.
When she started tearing up.
I know.
I had to scroll that bug because I was talking. I was like, no, they're not about to get me today.
I was like, I can't pass this up. I already was going through so much anyways. And I was like, you know what? Let me keep watching real quick. I teared up. I was like,
I had to laugh to keep from crying. We had to like crack jokes after because as I start telling her, like speaking from fan me and not reporter me,
right?
Right.
I was like, all right, because let me stop. Because it's like, because of course, it's like, yeah, we don't know you, right? But it feels like we know you. Mm-hmm. And you've been a part of this franchise. you done so much for the community, and it's not a lot of players that's like you, you know?
Right.
So it's right. So when I got to saying all this, I was like, all right, we got to wrap this up, because you already started, and now I'm about to start right after you, after I was laughing to, you know, keep from crying. So it was just like, I think now, like, a lot of the players know how much, like, they mean to fans, for real. Like, and how it's bigger than basketball, because it's like, we seeing what you doing outside of basketball, and that's what a lot of people fall in love with. Yeah, you can play cool. We love your game, cool. But what you doing outside
makes it better.
Yeah, makes it 10 times better. And just the so type of person, better. The type of person AC is she different. She different. So it was really, really cool. Just talking to her, like, that was. I gotta ask you. It's for the people. Yeah. It's for the people, because, you know, I try to speak for the people.
Right.
Try to get, you know, I was just telling I think I was on. I just did a guest appearance on
Man.
But on no plays off sports talk is where I was. I was like, I had to bring it back. But yeah, I was talking to them over there, and I was just telling them, like, dude, hey, I hope we get someone that's into, or more people start tapping into the city more, you know?
Yeah.
Like how AC did.
Exactly.
Right.
I had a couple other people say that too, though. But just tap it in, like, just try to get the players to be more vulnerable. You know, you don't see a lot of that. And people, I feel like younger people that want to step into the space of being a professional athlete, I want them to know that it's okay to show that side.
To just be themselves.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just be yourselves, man.
Be yourself, be free.
that's true. Be yourself.
But yeah, and you at the end of the season, I wish I would have stayed. I wish I would have stayed the entire time.
Man.
Because that last week, of course, was the championship week. Maddie Segrist took it all. So she won. I can't wait to. She was balling. She was balling. So I can't wait for this season in general. It's gonna be.
I'm so excited.
It's gonna be crazy. And if Odyssey Sims had the most points in season 4, which was dope. And then you had Maddie Segrist, and then Crystal Bradford, and then Izzy Harrison. But it was cool. And then for most rebounds, Crystal Bradford, who I'm actually excited about, that's got a training camp contract with the Aces too.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Game. I told her. I said, yeah, your new name is Slow-Mo. I mean, not Slow-Mo. Smooth.
Smooth.
Smooth. That's her nickname. Cause how she just maneuver and just go through, like, it's just so smooth. But it's like not fast. She don't do it in a fast speed. It's like a medium speed, and you still can't.
Like with precision.
You still can't.
You can't stop it. It's
can't stop it. Dang, that's crazy. No, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's crazy. And then Odyssey Sims, like I said, she had the most assists, so I can't wait. And then you had Sid coming in at number 2, Bria Harley at number 3, and then Taj Cole coming at number 4, balling. That's another player I was happy to see play too, because I wasn't for sure if she was going to, you know, jump back in or not. And I had a chance to talk to her too. But Sid doing Sid things. You know.
Oh man. Miss Sid.
Yeah, I miss Sid. But you know, AU overall was like, I can't wait for next season.
I'm excited. Maybe I'll tune in more this time. But then Unrivals happening too. We'll see what happens. It's gonna be something.
It's so much basketball happening all that much.
Basketball. Right. I know. So much hard for us to keep up.
They threw it all at us. I mean, which is cool because it's four of us. So I mean,
yeah.
We just gonna have to divide and conquer.
Yeah, I mean, divide and conquer. Right. That's the best way to do it. Just divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer. But speaking of like Crystal going to the Aces, like I said, I'm happy about that. I'm happy about actually all the pickups that we grab.
Rebuild here? They don't rebuild. No, it's not. We just got our pickups are the pickups we got are crazy. Now it just depends on who we're gonna cut.
And we still got rookies that's gonna be coming in. This is gonna be it's gonna be fun.
It is gonna be fun.
I'm happy. Well, we know Jewel not going anywhere, right?
Not Samsung. That's one of the biggest trades ever.
Yeah. So I have a question. A healthy Kia, are they gonna start Kia, or do y'all think they will start a healthy Liz?
Start. Ooh.
Now a healthy Kia.
A healthy Kia.
Mm-hmm.
I could see her on a starting line. Dang, that's hard though. But I think a healthy Kia would be a good one to start. I think they would start a healthy Kia.
Okay, so if they start a healthy Kia, so you too, Dre, you pick it. Okay. All right. Yeah. So Kia or Cheyenne?
Ooh. Oh, damn. You just threw a ball. Cheyenne or Kia? Oh, brother. That's a hard question.
That's easy for me.
I'm probably going Cheyenne. Yeah, I'm going Cheyenne. I was debating because I'd be thinking about.
Now, y'all know Meg and Queen is still there, right?
Yeah, Meg and Queen are still going to be there.
Yeah. And we know they're going to be coming off the bench.
Yep.
Me personally, man, Meg and Queen, I would love for them to be starting somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Queen is nice. Meg is
no,
nice.
No, I know.
But Queen is nice.
Queen is nice.
Queen is nice.
She is nice. I was like,
damn. So we got some good backup bigs to help our bigs.
Yeah. So AJ don't got to worry about carrying
all the pressure.
So much. Yeah, all the pressure, especially in the post.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people was forgetting that Kia was injured, and she was coming off an injury, and was forgetting that she, you know, her 100% self, she good.
Oh, yeah.
She play her role. She do what she's supposed to do.
Facts.
So, I don't know. But we got somebody else, too, that you was excited about. Who's go ahead and say who? Miss Mitchell.
Yeah, Tiffany Mitchell, man. That's a good pickup. She's tough. She's nice.
So I was talking on No Plays Off Sports Talk. And it was like KB. KB gotta go, and
man.
So how y'all feeling? I'm gonna tell y'all what I said to them
about KB.
Mm-hmm.
About her going,
do y'all think she should stay or go?
I wouldn't be mad if they got rid of her. I can see her staying, but I wouldn't be mad if she did.
Yeah, I mean,
that's peace.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't be mad either.
Cause I was saying, cause you know, I'd be in the comments, so I'll be seeing people like, she didn't get traded, blah blah blah, like,
yeah.
And I was just like, I was like, let me play devil's advocate, right? Cause everybody was saying, right. Oh, well, she don't be doing nothing. She, you know, she's useless, blah blah blah. Like, they be going crazy.
Yeah, they be going off on KB. I be looking at what people say about her. I'm like, dang.
Crazy. I was like, well, I said, me playing devil's advocate, right? She gotta get in the game to be consistent. She has to get more playing time to be consistent. Yeah. I was like, she can ball. I was like, if y'all was watching AU and when y'all did see her in the previous year actually get in the game, she did what she was supposed to do because she was getting a little bit more minutes that year we won the championship. Right. Yeah. Versus last season, where she wasn't getting a lot of minutes. So
mm-hmm.
when you play like two, three, maybe 5 minutes tops in the fourth quarter only.
What you're supposed to do.
Yeah, and she was also injured.
Yeah, she was injured. Year before, she was the year when we did win that. She showed up.
She showed up when she needed. And
yeah, exactly. So people forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Just like they went, they was going in. I think it was the first game at AU that she played. And,
she wasn't playing as good.
And she played horrible.
Yeah,
played horrible whole time. This is why I don't. This is why I let you know you had a bad game, but I ain't about to go crazy on you.
Yeah, see, exactly. Right. I'm like, that's a bad game.
Whole time she had a death in the family.
Yeah, she was going through something.
Whole time.
And people still were going in about it. And I was like, yo.
But then I was like, I said she had to be reading the comments or something because that next game she played,
she
went crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, underestimating KB? Nah.
But I was saying also, I feel like with Kia and KB, the Aces are so protective over those two. I feel like they wouldn't get rid of those two. And I get it because they know what they could do. And honestly, like, we know what they could do. I think we just got to stop going off of the previous year where one was coming off an injury, so she could barely, and then she got headbutted by JJ.
Yeah,
damn, that was took her out.
Right. I'm like, dang, JJ, relax. You're gonna hurt one of my players. You're hurting my people. What are you doing?
Like, what you doing? Is you cool?
Exactly. And then we didn't have her for the semis when we were in there.
Yeah, so it's like healthy Kia. Yeah, hey, can't say nothing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, healthy Kia. Yeah. See, so, yeah.
Just hit different.
Different. But like, with all the pickups and everything we're getting, like, that we got, and of course, we still have to wait and see who's staying.
Because we got to figure who we're cutting.
Yeah, what rookie we picking up. Redemption Tour.
Max Redemption Tour. We talking about rookies. I hope, and I wonder if you can get to Hina, but you know, pow. But yeah, it's gonna be an exciting season. But once that happens, it all just depends on who's gonna get cut, to be honest, because we have a lot of people on the roster right now for training camp, so you can get cut.
I just hope one of those people, I hope Crystal gets to stay.
Yeah,
I think she would be a huge, huge, huge asset on the team.
Yeah.
So I hope she gets to stay. And we try to rebuild our bench back up. So
yeah, right. Our bench, we did.
We lost everybody.
We do. We literally lost everybody. Only one from the bench mob we got. Only people we got from bench mob left is KB and Megan.
And Queen.
Oh, and Queen. And Queen. And Queen, yeah. So now he's got to just get a better bench. So
I think they need to fix their roster limit.
Yeah, because.
Yeah.
I think it's weird that their minimum is 11 and their max is 12.
It's insane.
It's crazy work.
I'm like, that's literally a one number difference.
Exactly.
Yeah, they definitely need to fix that for sure. Cause it's too many women out here that can ball that deserve to be on the roster.
No. What I'm saying.
And of course, Aces fans want everybody on the Aces, and so are Sky fans.
Yeah, I swear, right. Aces and Sky fans want everyone on this Aces and the Sky. Everyone. Literally everyone. I'm like, dang.
Literally everybody. But man. I'm ready for the season, though.
Well, yeah, me too. I'm excited. I'm going to the first game.
I'm definitely ready.
Gotta go to that first home game when we come out here.
Y'all go to the preseason game?
I'm trying to get tickets. I'm going to get that day off. I'm going to request that day off. I usually close on those days, and I'm like, request the day off so I don't have to go to work here so I can watch preseason.
I don't even know when that day is. I ain't going.
It's in April or May March. 6. No.
May
6th. Is it May 6th?
May 6th.
May 6th.
Yeah, May 6th.
I was about to say May 6th, but I thought I was off.
Yeah, nah. I'm trying to get tickets. Are you planning on going?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that day off. Literally gonna do that in like probably tomorrow or something, and then I gotta go buy my ticket. Tickets aren't really that bad either, though, too.
Oh, you know what? I wonder how the high rollers, they just had their audition too.
Oh yeah, I wonder how that went.
I should have went, but you know. Work.
Be working, man.
Right.
Works is working.
Hey, I want to know.
It'd be tough out here.
I'm gonna be 50. When I turn 50, I'm gonna be a high roller. Then. No, I'm just kidding.
You wait till I'm 50.
Because you gotta be 50 enough to do it.
Yeah, I know. That's crazy.
I'll be out there shaking my little tail feather.
put in my application right now.
Say, hold my spot right now.
Hold my spot in years time.
Right. So when I turn 50, I can just pull up. You ain't got to worry about that. I turned in my application years ago.
I did.
And it said y'all was gonna hold my spot.
Nah. Right.
For like years later.
Right. They said they gonna be like, you got about 20-something years to go.
Wait, I ain't going nowhere. I got time.
I'm gonna hold that right, for me.
I got number time.
I just gotta know my spot is locked in on there. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, the what else just recently happened with that? They just had their press conference like introducing.
Oh yeah. Drew and Liz.
Yeah, which was actually really dope to see. Like,
yeah.
Dude, from the first press conference we did with Drew, it was through Zoom. Up until like the one that they did in person, when I say she has never stopped smiling for real,
dude, yeah,
right?
She was just smiling. She smiled when she walked in there. She was like talking about smiling during that whole press conference. I'm like, yeah, Julie's got to be here.
And the crazy thing is, it was like a shift when she left, you know, left here and went back to Unrivaled. Like she came back a whole different person.
Yeah,
facts. I don't know if y'all noticed like the shift. But
no, I definitely know it's a shift.
Yeah.
I saw it in the game. I was like, okay, Jewel. I think it's just crazy to me that we got to go with Mamba on our team.
Facts.
Which is great. Still miss KP, but it's a good Jewel's gonna be, I think Jewel's gonna be a really good piece. So I'm excited to see her play. Oh yeah, she's gonna be a good asset. See, I'm excited to see
him play. 1,000%. Speaking of Jewel and Jackie, because they got me back. I'm like, my arms. I'm like, I be thinking my arms look big,
bro,
until like, I see other people's arms. And I'm like,
Jackie and Jewel, they did their little things. I was like,
right.
What's your workout? What's your work? Give me a list of your workouts so I can do it myself. I'm doing my own workouts as is, but clearly it's not there yet. I mean, it's kind of getting bigger now, but you know, I'm looking at Jackie, I'm looking at Jewel. I'm like,
hey, my arms already a nice size, so I'm like,
yeah,
I'm looking at theirs, and I'm like, okay, no, I was looking at Jackie's arms when she
Jackie's arms is crazy
after she done knocked Cardoso off her feet. like, and then after the press conference, somebody snapped a picture of her lifting right after. I'm like, dude, you are a menace because
I swear,
but.
Have me slide in the DMs. Excuse me, Miss Jackie. I know you don't know me, but I was wondering if I could have your regimen. I need to hit the gym.
Because the body is bodying, ma'am.
No, it really is. I think I fell to my knees when I saw it.
I'm like, yo.
I was like, dang. I look at my arms. They're not even that big. They're small. And I look at mine and I look at theirs. I was like, I can't show what I got going on, but it's really not there yet. I still got a lot to work on. A lot.
You see her off and don't look at yours, you just look like, nah, I ain't gonna
say,
dang, I ain't there yet. Huh? I gotta keep on pushing.
Like one of my other friends, we used to go work out all the time, and like I said, you always think your arms is big until you next to somebody's arms that's bigger.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm in the mirror like, we did a little picture together because we literally just got done working out and she go, huh, and I'm like, So let me go lift some more because clearly
I ain't there yet. Nah.
That was
happening to me at the gym. I went to the gym the other recently. I was lifting. I was like, I just finished my workout. I'm like, man, I'm feeling big. And there's some guy that was standing next to me. I was like, yeah, never mind. let me try to get some more lifting in. But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it when I get home because I already was worn out. So I just sat in the sauna. Just
man.
Yeah. I was like, back to the grind because, you know, I guess Jewel, Jackie, and Age are going to have us in crop tops for the
summer.
So,
let me go cut up my unrivaled shirt. Not this one, my other unrivaled shirt. You know, get that and little crop. We get a crop and go in the gym with that.
All right.
Look,
my bad, y'all. But nah, we got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, here.
Yo, we definitely do.
Good luck tomorrow, ladies.
Yeah. Probably,
good luck. You probably won't hear this until you're here tomorrow. So probably after your game though. So
type thing.
Good luck.
Good luck to y'all. You know, do your thing. Do your just hoop.
Play hard and have fun.
Yeah.
Let's get this dub.
Facts.
Yeah.
Don't have auntie stress because auntie don't need to be stressed.
Ain't got to be right. Stressed here.
Auntie don't need to be stressed because y'all already stressed auntie out a little bit that Wyoming game. But I watched this all why. So y'all got this. I believe in y'all. I'm proud of y'all. But yeah, let's go get this dub.
Yo, do your thing.
But nah, yeah, everybody, thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Spread positivity.
Yeah.
Say no to anything negative. We don't want anything negative. All positivity, all positive. You are loved. And, you know, remember to say thank you. Cause
right.
Nah, for real. Cause it's some people that is out that's worse than your situation right now, and your situation is probably not even that bad when you look at
right.
You woke right. up this morning, you got a shelter, whatever you got a job, whatever the case is, like just say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all for listening. We out.
Yeah. We out of here.